Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Thanksgiving looming next week. I say that because a lot of people work in advance to put together their menu and items, and obviously it's a big deal for many. Just saw an update on travelers, 6.6 million by air will be traveling, Paul, this Thanksgiving week ahead, wow, which is anticipated to be a record.
That's squeezing a lot of people into a lot of planes.
Yes, but
empty seats will be really hard to come by.
Exactly. Meanwhile, we want to welcome from Bayer Corporation their crop science communications extraordinaire expert, Jessica Christensen. Did I say that right, Jessica?
You sure did. Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, Bayer has a big footprint in Pittsburgh. We know it very well, but when we hear Bayer, we might think of anything but what you do every day.
Yeah, Bayer actually is a big company, right? We have our pharmaceutical and consumer health division, and where I sit is the crop science division. So we really work to enable our farmers to produce all the food that we're going to be eating this Thanksgiving dinner.
So when we're looking at people's lists, obviously pricing, how are current grocery price trends this year compared to, say, just a year ago?
Unfortunately, the overall prices for food are still increasing. They're up almost 3% September to September. And the Bureau of Labor actually just came out. According to that stat, food prices are up nearly 30% since 2020. So there's still a big strain on many American families to put food on the table.
Jessica, let's talk for a moment about the food on the table on Thanksgiving on Thursday. How would your product be represented in what we're eating?
Yeah, so what we do, we're a science-based company. We have science at the heart of everything we do day in and day out. So we innovate novel products that farmers use to grow corn, soybean, the grains that feed the poultry industry, thinking about the turkey on the table. We also have vegetable seeds and crop protection products that help preserve yields for farmers. So many of us don't think about it, but when you're at the grocery store and you're buying all your Thanksgiving meal ingredients, that started somewhere in a field with a farmer. And science and innovation is really critical to make sure farmers can keep producing more on every single acre.
Yeah, what challenges do farmers face? And every day brings new innovations and scientific discoveries too, including artificial intelligence. But how does all that help farmers now?
Farmers face a lot of challenges. So there's a lot of things that they cannot control. The weather, obviously. It's too hot, too dry, too wet, too cold. Storms. There's bugs. So there's bugs, the pests that move around that can decimate crops, diseases, weeds. All those things can wreak havoc on how much a farmer can produce. So what we work on, we have, I'd say, three buckets of technology that really help to address that. The seed technology, so a corn seed, for example. We have a new product out, Preceon Smart Corn System, but it has the corn plant's shorter. So you might say, well, what's the big deal about a shorter corn plant? But it stands up. It doesn't fall over nearly as easily with winds and storms. Has a root system that we think can help with nutrient uptake. And the farmer can get in and access it year-round so they can spray crop protection when they need it and in the areas they need it only. Crop protection, that's those herbicides, insecticides, fungicides. There's a stat that says that if a farmer didn't have crop protection, they could lose up to 80% of their yields, which could result in us as American families paying $10 billion more a year at the end of the chain at the grocery store. So crop protection is super important. And then digital is the third bucket. So we use AI as our, you know, scientists are discovering new crop protection molecules. We have AI models that help us widen that funnel of innovation dramatically. And we can, you know, review safety profiles and specific targets that we really want to pinpoint that farmers are challenged with. But farmers use digital as well. They have really sophisticated systems that help them look at the data from their exact field to make real-time decisions on how to get the most out of that particular season.
I'm curious to know if Bayer is going to introduce something new that's going to change the market significantly anytime soon.
Yeah, we have several things on the cusp. We have 10 blockbusters, we call them, across the seed business, the crop protection business, all underpinned by digital technology. But there's a few things. Preceon, I just mentioned the smart corn system. We have a new soybean system coming by Conic. Vegetables are such an important part of nutrition. Our veggies business does really cool things with breeding technologies to make produce more, you know, nutritious. They get taste better, so our kids and a lot of us adults will eat more. Shelf life, drought tolerant, right? So there's lots of cool technology in our vegetable business. And then crop protection, we have some new herbicides, a new insecticide and herbicide coming that'll really help farmers. They need all the tools in the toolbox. Again, science-backed innovation is really critical to make sure we can produce enough food and keep it accessible and affordable.
Yeah, keep farmers in mind while you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday dinner. Jessica Christensen, head of Bayer's Crop Science Communications, thank you and enjoy your holiday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks to the farmers and the scientists behind them. Yeah.
Just a click away, you can go to Instant Access at kdkradio.com. And right now we're going to get a preview of first the city's official tree lighting ceremony tomorrow. From our own anchorman / reporter, David Ballarato. We need different music, Aaron, don't you think, to bring David in?
Nice.
There you go. Welcome to the City of Pittsburgh's Light Up Night with David Ballarato as the MC. All right, David, this is back-to-back appearances for you.
It is. And by the way, if you're going to use David Bowie music, do something like Let's Dance, I guess.
Let's dance. Put on your red shoes and dance for me.
That's right.
All right. So walk us through, what do people need to know if they want to come down to the city for Light Up Night?
Well, there's going to be a lot of police protection, for one thing. I can tell you that. There's going to be between 75 to 100 police officers who will be working undercover and in uniform to watch out for things, you know, rowdy behavior, things like that. They want people who are bringing their kids to make sure that anyone under 18 stays with a responsible adult at all times to keep things from getting out of hand. So just the regular types of thing you would expect for a big crowd. And watch out if there's a no parking sign. Don't park there because you're going to get towed and you're going to be taking the bus home tomorrow night, if that's what you do. Our part is going to begin around 3:40 in the afternoon down at the City County Building, and then it's going to culminate, of course, the highlight of that is going to be the lighting of the official city Christmas tree at the City County Building right around 5:20 tomorrow night.
And then there are, you know, obviously things that are going to go on throughout the evening. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate and for a cheat code, what do you suggest people do when it comes to parking?
If you can, it's probably not a bad idea to take mass transit, if just to avoid that, if you're like me. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago when we were doing our event on Light Up Night, and it took me an hour to get out of a garage and another hour to get out from downtown Pittsburgh or Shadyside. So if you can do that, do that. If not, it's probably a good idea to use one of the fringe lots in the strip or something.
David, where are you going to be standing?
Road closures too. What's that?
Where are you going to be standing, and what are you wearing tonight?
Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Sure, I have to think about it because you know me. You know how festive I am, right?
Yes. I'm imagining a red suede tux jacket.
Not unless you're buying it.
How about a leisure suit with white piping?
No, that would be interesting.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to be doing a Frank Sinatra medley of Christmas tunes before they light it up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That would be great, but then that would pretty much guarantee that I wouldn't be doing it again next year.
All right. And are you traveling, I'm curious, by air anytime soon?
I am not.
You know, you're not a big flyer, are you?
I enjoy the process, but sometimes it's just less of a hassle just to get in the car and drive somewhere.
Yeah, a lot.
I enjoy sitting in airports. Actually, I think it's exciting to watch people as they get ready to go on trips somewhere, and just that energy that you have in the airport. But I'm not planning on doing anything soon.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow night on the steps of the City County Building, the official 110th lighting of the Christmas tree there, or do we call it something else now?
No, they still call it the tree lighting ceremony. So. Just go with that.
All right. Thanks, David. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
And for those that don't know, we interrupted David's daily workout, Aaron.
Yeah. He was in the middle of a pump when I called him up. He's getting ready. He's getting ready for tomorrow. And honestly, it's going to be so electric. I haven't been to Light Up Nights for many years, so I might have to try and make it down, see David.
Well, you know, for many years, it was on Friday night, on a Friday leading
into... Maybe that's
into,
why I said tonight.
Yeah, it would be this Friday, the mm-hmm. week before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or sometimes they've done it a week before that. But they made, and I thought it was a good move, to move it to Saturday night. Because obviously, if you're working downtown...
Oh my gosh, that's got to be miserable.
And you want to bring your family, then yeah. You either got to go get them or meet them, and mm-hmm. then you got two cars. You know, it's a whole thing. It's a lot less complicated that they do it on Saturday night.
If you can imagine, it was very easy for me to go when I went to Point Park. It's like you're just walking to class, go and bundle up a little more, and that's it.
Well, you literally live downtown.
Down the street.
And for those that don't know, this is the official start of the Pittsburgh holiday season, the 64th annual Light Up Night officially. But as you heard David say, they've been doing this for 110 years for the City County Building for the City of Pittsburgh. They're anticipating 90 to 100,000 people to be there. And if I mentioned parking, parkpgh.org can give you live updates on parking availability. And it looks like the weather's going to be favorable for tomorrow night. Early rain tomorrow morning, but should be dry. And so after the city of Pittsburgh lights up the tree at 5, they'll have rooftop fireworks. Then at 6, the UPMC Ultimate Holiday Tree Lights, an ACS tribute of light ceremony at PPG Plaza. Then at 7, the Highmark Christmas Tree Lighting and Zambelli Rooftop Fireworks at Penn and Stanwyck's. And then at 8, Sister Bridges will debut their new light installation called Three Scores in Blue. And then Xfinity Fireworks Spectacular at 9:30. So there you go. That's a lot of fireworks and a lot of lighting. A
lot of trees.
I love that. This city, outside of a city where they invented fireworks in China, we've got to have more fireworks than any other place in the world.
Yes.
And live music. Joe Grushecki and the Haas Rockers going to be down there. 6 to 7:45. 82 million Americans are going to travel this Thanksgiving at least 50 miles, many by air. And we are honored to have back Bobby Lurie, who is a travel expert, who's been there, done that in the airline industry. And you can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company or our KDK Radio YouTube page. Bobby, welcome back.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So we are anticipating a record year of air travel. And are we back up to speed after the government shutdown and the ramp up for scheduling the airlines?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're back up. It looks like the airlines have put their normal schedules back into place. The good news was they were canceling flights only about 4 to 5 days in advance when we were looking at those capacity reductions. So this way, the folks that were canceled had enough time to rebook themselves, but it also gave the airlines a little bit of leeway that when these reductions or these restrictions were dropped, they would be able to return to their normal schedules as quickly as possible. So just ahead of Thanksgiving week, we look to be in pretty good shape, at least when it comes to cancellations.
Bobby, I'm curious to hear if you've heard anything about our new Pittsburgh International Airport terminal that opened on Tuesday.
Oh, I've heard a lot about it. It's been all over the place. It's one of the most modern terminals and airports in the country.
And we're excited here. Obviously, we're going to have this huge spectator event with the NFL draft coming in April, which is really going to come fast now once we race through the holidays. That said, I want to ask you about Transportation Secretary posting a public service announcement asking air travelers to be kind and to be nice. What has the reaction been in your world?
It's been pretty interesting because this is something that flight attendants and airline crews and airline employees have been saying for years. Now, you know, during the pandemic, we did see a spike in issues arising on airplanes. We saw a lot of in-flight rage and fights breaking out among passengers and everything like that. And it did die down post-pandemic. However, it's still not back to the levels that it was before the pandemic began. So this is something, you know, the messaging of we're all in this together is actually what I told you the last time I spoke with you in regards to handling the government shutdown. Being nice to people just makes everyone's travel experience so much better. And it doesn't really take much to say, please, thank you, or good morning. I can't tell you how many times as a crew member, I would say good morning to someone who did not have headphones in or anything like that. And they would just look right at me and then turn their head as they walked away down the aisle of the airplane, not even acknowledging that I was there saying hello.
Well, that said, additionally, the government's encouraging air travelers to, quote, dress with respect. We have seen, and I'm sure, what was your first year as a crew member?
Oh, my first year was 2005.
So it used to be, as you know, back in the old days, people would really dress up. And then it became, You would at least dress a little better than you normally would to travel by air. But in the last 25 years, just about anything goes, to the point where, didn't Spirit earlier this year issue a dress code?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they rolled out in their contract of carriage what would be basically a dress code saying what would be unacceptable. So pretty much anything above that would be acceptable. But you're 100% right. I mean, in the 10 years that I was a crew member, I saw it change from, you know, jeans and a t-shirt and sneakers to pajamas and slippers that were in the shape of every animal under the sun. You know, people just decided at one point that they want, if they were going to travel on airplanes, they wanted to travel comfortably and kind of didn't care about what everyone around them saw or thought about what they were wearing. Now, I do, you know, I did watch this PSA and I do think it's important to note, like, I don't think it's more about judging what everyone around you is wearing. And that's actually what I've been hearing from people in the airline space after this came out. You know, it's one thing to think that this is about judging everyone as they come on the airplane to see if their dress code is up to par or to see if their style is up to par. But it's more along the lines of, you know, remaining comfortable, but put together, because realizing that you are sharing the space with all these people for, you know, 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, just overall ramp up common courtesies, both verbal and visually. And that said, before you go, I love your cheat code for travelers, since we are heading into a peak week and it starts today for many. But the biggest single day will probably be Wednesday, right?
That's 100% right. Wednesday is going to be the busiest day as everyone tries to get to their Thanksgiving dinner. Then you're going to see the following Sunday. Like I've said to you before, book the first flight of the morning if you haven't booked already. They try to get that one out on time. And here's another tip too. In the event we are looking at some winter weather across the country as we head into next week, it's also a good tip if you think that you might run into a delay or cancellation and you really need to get to where you're going, use miles or pay for a fully refundable ticket on a backup flight. If you know you're going to end up making it on the one that you originally booked and you don't need that backup one, go ahead and cancel it. It is going to play with inventory a little bit, but it is going to ensure that you get to where you're going.
That's why you're the travel expert, Bobby. Appreciate it. Where are you now? Anytime. Looks like you're at an airport.
Nah, just the backdrop for you.
I'm
in Harrisburg.
Okay. I appreciate the time. And you, safe travels and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Bobby Laura, you can follow him. He's got great tips online. And just Laurie is how you spell his last name. Check him out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.